It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Welcome along to another edition of Opinions Matter, the podcast which is recorded live from the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. People often ask us, they often message us on Facebook or whatever, and they ask, how is it all done? And the way it's done is, if you were listening to this podcast now on Spotify, on your phone or whatever, this was recorded, as they say, what do they say in America? Recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah. No. This is recorded in front of a live audience. It's just not live sitting in studio.
Yeah, they're not in studio. So they are actually on the phones waiting to come on and talk to us. So that's how it's done. It's recorded live with live callers, unlike any other podcast. Most of the podcasts are like guests in studio and stuff like that. So ours are callers that call into the show. So recorded live in front of a studio audience. Down the phone line. Now, we have an interesting conversation for you coming up today. It's actually something, Katie, that we've never talked about before. Isn't that true?
It's something we've never discussed. And to the fact that I don't actually even know what way you're going
to
go on this.
To the point.
Whatever. Yeah. I don't know which way you're actually going to go on this. I'm in two minds about how you're going to go. I think you're going to agree with me, but I don't know.
So myself and Katie deliberately didn't tell us each other.
Because we didn't have time.
Look, yes, well, that's a way to kill them.
Didn't have time.
Okay, no, we didn't have time because we have very busy stuff going on here in the background. So we didn't. Normally, we all sit down and Amanda will bounce ideas off us and we'll end up arguing about it. And we didn't get a chance to talk about how we feel about this. So I genuinely have no idea what he's going to say about it. And he has no idea what I'm going to say about it.
He doesn't.
So this will be very, very interesting. Anyway, every day on the podcast, we ask you to contact us with topics that you want to talk about. And when we got this one last night from Ernie, by the way, Ernie, call in. We haven't spoken to you in ages. Ernie's a regular, one of the oldest podcast listeners that we've had, has been listening since day one. And the message he sent to us, Amanda forwarded it to me and forwarded it to Katie. And Katie says, we got to talk about this. And it says, hi lads, why don't you highlight this because I think it's bloody weird. I found out earlier this week from my sister that my brother-in-law has a share with his five-year-old son the odd time if he's in there, and my nephew says, can I jump in, Dad? They think it's fine, but it gave me the shivers big time. I told my sister that it's not normal behaviour for a kid of any age to be sharing with their father, and she was having none of it. Can you discuss this and find out if this is weird because I think it's sick, says Ernie. Now, we want to hear from you.
Very odd.
085-825-2626. That is the WhatsApp number. WhatsApp us with your opinion. I'd love to get a general feel and consensus around this as to, from people who think it's weird, why is it weird? And is it only weird because it's a father and son? Would it be weird if it was a mother and daughter? Would it be weird if it was a mother and son? And at what age is the cutoff age? So, as I said before we started recording this podcast, I have no idea what Katie's opinion is on this, so I'm going to throw it over to you.
I think it's really weird.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think there's no reason.
So we're sexualizing sharing together.
Oh, sexualizing. It's 7 years old. The child is big enough to do it themselves. I think it's weird that they would need to be in a shower with an adult.
No, I don't think it's a case of need to be, but like even by Ernie's admission, the father says that if the father happens to be in the shower, and this happens in my house as well, by the way, you know, I say no now because my son is 11, but like yesterday there was only a bit of water left in the tank and he had come home from sport and I was in the shower and he said, Dad, can I jump in while you're in there? And I said, no, that's... And I told him why that's not appropriate. So it's not something that was planned or anything. He would just often say, oh, can I jump in with you while you're in the shower? Because at that age, my son is 11. They're not aware of their sexuality or anything.
I've never bathed or showered with my kids. I think I've been in the bath once with my daughter when she was small, but no, I would not. My thing is like, teach them independence at that age.
No, but it's not the independence thing.
Why do you need to share with your kid, though?
Some of the calls we're about to talk to are saying it's sick.
I think it's weird.
Okay, why? Weird. Okay, for anybody that thinks it's sick and weird, I want to know why you think it's sick and weird. Would it be weird and sick if it was a 2-year-old?
Would it be weird and sick if it was a 2-year-old? No, it wouldn't be weird and sick if it was a two-year-old, because a two-year-old isn't aware of body parts and is young and still needs help. But like my kids, even when they were smaller, when they were one and two, like I'd put them in the bath and I'd bath them. I'd let them play in the water. I just don't think it's something that needs to be a shared project.
Okay, but if the kid at 5 years of age, I mean, he's only five, okay, so he's not aware of boundaries and, you know, private parts. Are they aware of private parts at that stage?
Oh, they're starting to be, yeah. Yeah, yeah, they are, yeah.
But and I don't want to suggest for one moment.
And they should be aware. That's what parents okay. should start teaching them.
There's no suggestion, and I do not want to make any suggestion, because there is no suggestion that there is anything untoward or creepy going on about this, because there's not. And even Ernie, by his own admission, would say that himself, that you know, it's literally a case of when the father is in the shower and the young fella, who's only five, he's only five, says, "Daddy, can I hop in?" Daddy'll hop in the odd time. Okay, so there's nothing untoward coming on. So why are people sexualizing it?
Why are people saying normalizing
it? No, he's normalizing it. But why are people saying you should be reported to TUSLA?
Okay, whatever they're reporting to TUSLA. Okay, listen, it's not sexual assault or anything like that, but it is weird.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Let me go to Adele. How are you, Adele?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. What do you make of this? People saying weird, perverted, throwing those sort of words out. Like some person even, and of course invited on and wouldn't come on, that father needs his hard drive checked. That's ridiculous.
Shite.
Sorry, say that again. Say that again, Adele.
Absolute shite. Like, he's a parent and he's in the shower. The little lad comes in, like the same as my little lad does. If I'm in the shower, in the loo, you can't be anywhere without them. And if he comes in and I'm in the shower and he decides he's going to have a shower too, what do you do?
What age is your son again?
He's six.
Six. Has he been in the shower with you?
Yes.
Has he been in the shower with his father?
Not quite in the shower, but messing around. He'd go in and he'd look, kind of, if he was going to the toilet or something like that, he would be in. Obviously, if I'm not around, like, you can't just walk into the toilet and close the door and leave a five-year-old or whatever running around by himself. So he'd go in and he'd have a look. And dad just be in and then, you know, potter off out again.
And you see, I think if we get down to it here, Adele, I don't think people are going to have a... Well, let's see if they will. Okay, so you have showered with your six-year-old, yeah? You've shared a shower with your six-year-old son, yeah? I don't think people are going to have a problem with that, and purely because you're a mother. Would you agree?
I would agree, yeah. But so, the father, it's a different story.
Yeah, so why is that? Why? Like, because I just know when I grew up, and most people that grew up in the 80s or whatever, you'd have a bath with your father being in the bath before we had chairs and all that, and you'd have a bath with your father, whatever the case would be. So why is it okay in most people's mind for you to share with your six-year-old, but not for a father? Why do you think that is?
Is it because there's like a preconception of, well, it's still out there that, you know, mommy minds the children, whereas daddy, it's kind of, they don't do as much, or, you know, fair enough, a lot of the times they don't do as much, but it's like people just don't seem to kind of, it doesn't sit well with them that dad can actually bath the child as well as mam, or, you know, it can do everything else, but when it comes to either bathing or that sort of thing, it's like, it's kind of, to me, it's like it doesn't sit well, whereas I don't see any reason why dad could not bath a child, or, you know, have them in the shower with them, or...
I agree, I think it's people's six mind, and I'm going to put Katie, Adele,
yeah.
Bades with a six-year-old, do you think that's normal? You said before she came on that you think it's weird.
I don't know why you would need to.
Well, if I'm having a shower and there's nobody else in the house to mind him, what am I going to do? Am I going to leave him by himself? Possibly, I don't know, burn the house down or something? Or do I leave the bathroom door open, and if he toddles in and decides, oh, ma'am, I want to get into the shower with you, what do I do?
I don't know. I don't know. For me, it's just kind of like boundary. For me, it's kind of about boundaries. Do you know what I mean? It's like, if I'm going to have a bath or a shower and I want to, my daughter's four, she's mischievous, so I kind of have to keep an eye on her. I say to her, you know, Clodagh, you're going to have to come with mammy. Mammy's going to have a bath or a shower, and I'll give her my phone or an iPad to watch. Like, it wouldn't be, you know, and if she was like, oh, I want to get in, I'd say to her, no, you know, you can have a bath after. I think it's good to teach them, one, independence, let them bath themselves, shower themselves, and two, to set boundaries from the age of five in particular.
Well, like, I'm not saying that he will bath himself or wash himself. He likes the independence of being able to do all that himself. Mm-hmm. It's not that I have to actually wash him, but it's the novelty of, oh, I want to hop in the shower with you, ma'am, or oh, I, you know, ma'am's having mm-hmm. a pee, so let's go in and have a good look. And like at some point in the not too distant future, I'm sure the novelty will have worn off and he'll have better things to do with his time than look at ma'am mm-hmm. having a pee. But I just like I'll kind of flip it the other way around. Just say ma'am is in the shower and child happens to be toddling around and then decides to climb up on something and falls. Would ma'am not be, what sort of a second mother is she going off and leaving her child unattended while she has a shower?
Well, see, this comes down to, and people won't admit this, say it for a second, Adele, this comes down to pure sexism at the end of the day, okay? Because Adele is a mother, and nothing will convince me otherwise, because Adele is a mother...
You think it's different with
absolutely. If Adele was a man called Eddie on now, yeah?
Yeah.
I was saying I had a show with my 6-year-old mm-hmm. son. People would be ringing Tusa and the whole lot. They really would.
It probably is a little bit to do with that as well.
This is what we need to break free from. And you are all responsible for this unconscious bias that you have. This mm-hmm. unconscious bias that you have that it's okay for a mother to do something, but it's not okay for a father. Let me go to Samantha. Samantha, how are you?
All good. How are you?
Good. Now, you were one of the ones that found this strange as well.
Very strange. I think it's very strange. Especially at that age as well. I just think it's so weird.
Strange for a mother to be doing it, or strange for a father, or strange for both?
Strange for both. Like, okay. Why would a mother or a father want to have a bath or a shower with a child, especially a child at the age of 5? Okay, age 1, 2, even go as far as 3, I can understand. But 5-year-olds, sure, you'd be teaching them all about their body and you'd be teaching them about, you know, protecting themselves and boundaries and respecting themselves. You know, and at that stage, it's natural for them to, okay, want to have a look or whatever when you're going into the toilet or whatever, but not allowing them in to watch you having a wee. That's just weird.
But you,
totally
you,
weird.
But you heard the reason that that Adele gave to why this happens in her house. Do you think that's weird?
I just think Adele, give them some crayons and a colouring book and let them do that instead, you know. Put on the favourite programme on the telly. You know, like, seriously, letting them sit and watch her have a wee? That's freaky. That's weird. That's so strange. What for God?
It's not that I let him, but I can't shut the door because I can put colouring books and TV and anything you like on. The minute I leave the room, he wants to know where I've gone. So I leave.
But what you should do is, yeah, you should sit and tell him, like, this is Mammy's private time. Mammy needs 5 minutes, and set up something that you know will occupy him for 5 minutes. Even set up some marshmallows or soft foods that you know he likes that he's not going to choke on or anything. Hey, you can have 5 minutes or 3 minutes to have your way. It's just weird. It's so strange.
But you haven't said why it's weird and strange. You're saying it's weird and strange, but why?
I don't think it's because he's 5. If he's 5 or 6, it just doesn't sound right. Like, you don't want your child seeing your yin yangs, you know? You just don't want them to see anything. You know, it's just weird. It's totally weird. Boundaries.
It's not like I put him sitting at the door to watch me. It's if he wanders in, he wanders
thank
in.
God. Thank God you said that. I just think it's so strange.
Well, the thing is, like, kids are inquisitive. Like, he's only 6.
Oh, I know. I accept that at 2 or 3, I'd accept that he wants to come in, they follow you everywhere. Go on, 5 or 6. I'd be checking that out with somebody. Have you a health note she can talk to about and want to follow you into the toilet? Or, I don't know. That doesn't sound right to me. It sounds very odd.
Well,
it really sounds odd. For a 5 or 6-year-old, if you told me he's 2 or 3, I'd say, yeah, he's 2 or 3. But what's even stranger is that you're letting him do that. Like, you're going to have to tell, like, what if it's auntie or his granny or something, and he wants to go in and watch granny have a pig, or he wants to see Auntie Susie have more pig? Like, that's weird.
Well, it's not weird. When it comes to men pee in front of each other all the time. They pee urinals in pubs and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know, but I just think, okay, I think if he was a baby, yeah, but he's not a baby. He's 5 or 6.
Okay, Adele, someone wants to ask you, at what age would you stop allowing this to happen?
Whenever, I suppose, the experts say that the age of reason is 7. So I'm assuming that at some point, come 7, he'll actually settle down and he might actually stay sitting at the table and doing whatever it is that he's doing. Like, the fear I have is that if I go off to, I don't know, have a quick shower or whatever, I come back down, what has he done while I'm not there? So it's easier to leave the door open and let him, well, at least I can hear what he's doing for a start. And then if he's doing something that he shouldn't be doing, I can call him and call him in, say, what were you doing or whatever. And if he decides, oh, well, then can I have a shower with you? Then fine, you can have a shower with me.
See, I think...
So, like, whenever... Well, I can't tell you the exact age. It's when he gets to a point, I suppose, that I can leave him and I can trust that he's not going to do something that's going to endanger him.
And if that's 7 years of age, you're happy enough with that? You're happy enough with him still to be doing that at 7 years of age?
Yes. Like, if it's 7, it's like, again, as I say, I'm not going to put an age on it. If it happens to be 7, then great. But, like, you know, at some point, I suppose, the mystery of it all will just, you know, he won't be that interested. He'll want to just go and play with his toys or whatever.
That woman is very strange. I just want to read out this message from Gareth. That woman is very, very strange. It's not right. She's going to fuck up that child's head. What do you say to that?
Ah, for the love and honour of God, it's a mother and her child. Like, seriously, I think people need to just give their heads a woeful wobble. For God's sake. Like, what do you, does that mean then that you're, you know, at what point you're not allowed to actually help wash them? Like, what if they're not cleaning themselves properly? Are you not allowed to touch their bottom or...
Okay, stay there for a second, please, Adele. Fair play to you for your honesty. I don't think you're the only person that does this. Let me go to this voice note.
If they're going on holidays and they're bringing their children to a beach.
Sorry.
What do all these parents do if they're going on holidays and they're bringing their children to a beach where there's tits everywhere and people half naked? Did I say anything to them then? Absolute clowns.
Afternoon, guys. Sorry, I won't be able to come on today.
No problem, Martin.
I'd say maybe you should try locking the door when he's going in the shower. It is a bit weird. Wouldn't be my cup of tea, though. Any parent knows that's probably a good bit of a long time to get is when you're in the toilet or in the bathroom. So maybe you should just lock the door. Maybe he's just one of these helicopter parents that has to do everything for their child, you know? Like, I see young fellas there at football and that, where their parents are coming onto the pitch near enough to put a fucking bib on them. So, you know, it is a bit weird, but maybe just lock the door and tell them no the next time, because it is a bit weird.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Jess, why is this triggering you so much?
I think it's a bit weird. I think it's a bit odd. Doesn't matter if it's a mom and son, mom and daughter, father, son, father, daughter. I think it's a bit weird.
Why? What's weird about it?
Because it's a bit inappropriate for a child to see their parent naked. I don't know why you need more than that.
Why? What's wrong with nudity?
It's just inappropriate. Like, I don't want to see my mom or dad naked no more than they want to see me naked. So
yeah, but hang on.
What's the need? What's the point?
But you're not the same age. You're not the same age as Adele's son.
Yeah, well, even when I was a child, I didn't want them seeing me in me naked either. And vice versa.
Has your child, Adele, ever expressed any disgust or horror?
Adele's gone.
Oh, sorry, she is gone. Because I would have loved to ask her that question. Has she ever, has the child ever turned around and says, oh, Mommy, I don't want to see you naked? Do you think that child is going to be fucked up in the head over this?
I'm not saying it will, but it could. You never know.
But why is it strange? Explain to me why it's strange.
Because no parent should be naked in front of their child.
At what age?
That's it.
At what age?
At any age.
At any age. Your children breastfeed off
it's
their...
It's weird.
Children breastfeed.
Yeah, but you're not fucking naked when you're breastfeeding. That's for a purpose, Jeremy. Don't be so stupid.
No, but you're saying that, like, that children can never, ever... One of the things that a mother does when a child is born...
Are you actually going to try and compare it to breastfeeding? Are you actually that clutching at straws today?
No, nobody's clutching at straws. You're just saying the child...
Ah, yeah, a bit.
So hang on. If you think it's weird for a baby's age to see a parent naked, then we should just stop breastfeeding completely. I mean, you're very... You have a very uptight back.
Ridiculous, ridiculous comparison. A child, a baby drinking its mother's milk compared to an older child.
No. Hang on. It was Jess that said that a child at no age should be seeing their parent naked or even topless.
Well, you're not naked breastfeeding.
Well, you're topless.
Oh, for God. You're actually being stupid today, Jeremy. You really are.
Why, what's stupid about it? Because it doesn't...
That comparison is probably the worst you've ever made. That's actually in the top 10 now of the worst comparisons you've ever made.
It's a terrible
breastfeeding
comparison.
Breastfeeding has a purpose.
No, you just said the child should never be... Or the child should never see any part of their parents naked.
You know what she means. Don't be stupid now. So you know what she
did
means.
Adele sound,
don't be pedantic.
Did Adele sound like a bit of a weirdo to you at all?
To be honest, yeah. Like, why does your child need to see having a wee? Why do you need to have the door open?
It's a
bit weird.
A wee is a natural thing to do, lads.
So is, you,
it is,
so
yeah, but you're
taking
your
a poo and so is having
doing
sex.
It.
Do you do that in front of other people?
No, obviously you don't, but you're making out that this is going to traumatise the child. Did you never bathe with your parents when you were a kid, Jess?
No. They ran the bath for me, that was about it, but I never jumped in with them.
So yeah. it never ever happened?
No.
Well, I do, because most kids that grew up in the 70s and 80s did actually bathe with their parents. It's not weird for the top half, says, oh, here we go with the rules, with the different rules now. It's not weird for the top half of the body, but it's weird for the bottom half. Okay, so we're talking about different halves then. It's okay for one half, it's not okay for the other half. Anya, you're another one that's triggered by this. Why did it upset you?
It's disgusting, and it's traumatising for the kid, with Adele saying that other people need to give their heads a wobble at all, that who needs to give her head a wobble by letting her son, her have a shower and stuff. Like, there is, like, the other lady who was talking to Adele there a couple of minutes ago, there is things that Adele could give her son to put on his favourite TV show, to give him toys to play with while she does run in and hop into the shower.
But she does have to do that. She doesn't feel like she has to do that. Do you, Adele? I'm fighting your cause here, Adele. People just think it's weird what you're doing.
But it is
such a big deal. I really can't believe it's such a big deal. Like, I don't bring the child into the shower with me purposefully, but if he comes in and he says he's bored with his toys or whatever, what do you want me to do? Like, seriously,
you put his TV show on. Sorry? Put his favourite TV show on.
Ah, for the love of God!
Like, seriously, have you not got common sense, Adele? Seriously.
Listen, will you stop now?
You want to traumatise your child?
Why would you traumatise a child? Why would that be?
Because you're letting them sit there in the bathroom while you're having the shower.
And that traumatised,
How is the child traumatized?
I want to ask that question to Adele as well. How is the child traumatized, Anya?
Because this child could be doing other things, but instead of sitting there looking at his mother butt naked having a shower.
I don't think he's standing there. No, I don't know. Is he, Adele? I don't think he's standing there staring at you when you're in the shower, is he?
Not in the slightest. Sometimes I wish he
well, that's the way you made it out to be, Adele.
No, that's the way you made it out to be. She never said he's standing there staring at her. I'm sure.
But why can't you not put his favourite TV show on, Adele?
Were you not listening to what I said? Maybe listen the next time.
Yeah, I did.
I said I would put
Yeah,
his
I
TV
was listening
on,
and I was absolutely disgusted.
No, I would put his TV show on, or I will give him colours or whatever. Give him 2 minutes and he's in to see what I'm doing. He won't. He's 6 years old, for God's sake. I don't see how this is. I really don't see what the big deal is.
Yeah, I need you to tell me, now, in fairness, if he was 13 or 14, we did a podcast on this a couple of years ago where it was like a 12-year-old or something like that.
Which was ridiculous.
This is a child, Anya. This is not someone who's going through puberty yet. It's an innocent child.
Yeah, I know. But still, it doesn't sound right, Jeremy.
What do you mean it doesn't sound right?
It still doesn't sound right.
It doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound right what you're doing, Adele.
Well, it's like this. It's all subjective. It mightn't sound right to you or to whatever, but I don't see anything abnormal in it. I'm not sexualizing any part of my body. It's a normal function. You go in, you have a shower.
So, and as someone just said, what's traumatic, Anya, about seeing the human body? Why would a child be traumatized by a naked body? What's so disgusting about a naked body that's going to traumatize a child?
It just is.
No, what?
It really is.
Yeah,
No, but what's traumatizing about a naked body?
For a six-year-old to see a naked body, Jeremy, it is traumatizing for a six-year-old to see a naked body. Yeah, it is.
Can I just say, at 6 years old, by the way, it might not be, it's an innocent child at that moment, but a six-year-old will remember their mother's body. And do you want him to have that memory when he's 10, 11, 12?
Well, Adele.
Well, I don't think it's going to come to that now, in fairness.
But that could be traumatic for a child. Honestly, a six-year-old remembering their man naked.
Yeah,
if a big deal is made of it. But like, if he comes in, he comes in. So he wanders in. He's not. Oh, it's just. Like, he's not staring there at me like some sort of. I don't know.
I understand that, and I understand that what you're doing in that moment, it is innocent. It's innocent anyway, and he's an innocent child, and he's not thinking. But when he's older, exactly. A six-year-old has those memories, and I personally would not like to have memories of either of my parents naked.
No, oh God, well, the thought of it.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's like this. What happens then if I don't allow him in and he decides to amuse himself some other way in the kitchen and does harm to himself? How do I then explain that?
Oh, now you're being a bit dramatic now, Adele. Seriously.
No.
You're being a bit dramatic there. Seriously, Adele.
You put him in a room
so he doesn't need to go near the kitchen or near any dangerous objects.
Okay, so I lock him
you
up there, though, will I?
You bring him up to his bedroom.
And
you bring him up to his bedroom then? And you give him an iPad or you give him toys to play with.
I do not give him an iPad. Six-year-old does not have screens.
Well, give him a phone to watch his favourite YouTube program or something.
I don't. My child doesn't watch YouTube. That's adult shite. I don't let him watch that.
Which is more dangerous?
Well, you just said there.
Hang on, Anya. Which is more dangerous for the child, Anya, watching YouTube unsupervised or being in the shower with mommy? Which do you think is going to damage?
Putting YouTube on the TV. Put his favorite program on YouTube on the TV.
Why should she, for him to watch? Why should she have to?
I'm with Katie on this.
My son is in first class. Yeah, right? He's first class now. Yeah, big class.
Yeah, well done.
You're not an infant anymore.
Yeah,
my son is six. If my son was sitting watching me in the bath, he would remember that. Going to school, saying, "Oh, I was in the bath with mommy," and then his friends slag him.
Jesus, lad, you're all living
but
back
why
in.
Why would you even need to say that?
But a six-year-old, if they want to have a bath, yeah, but there should be boundaries at that age. Once they're old enough to have memories.
What's the boundary thing? What boundaries? Nobody is touching anybody.
Boundaries as in personal space boundaries, as in setting to your children about, you know, you're old enough now, you can have a bath yourself.
Okay, well,
it's sexually weird. I don't think anything like that there's these people saying hard drives need to be checked and all that. I don't agree with any of that. No way. Kids are innocent. They're not thinking about it like that. But a six-year-old can remember.
Remember what, though?
Remember your ma's naked body.
Remember your...
Exactly.
So Adele, in another 10 years' time, your child when he's...
Jeremy, I have memories of being six. I have memories of myself in junior infants. Clear as day memories. That's one memory I don't have, thankfully. It's one memory I'm sure a lot of people don't want to have.
Okay, Adele, is anybody going to convince you today that you're doing the wrong thing and you should change?
No.
At what point are you going to stop?
As I said to you, I don't know. I'm not going to put an age on it.
So you could still be doing it next year or when he's eight?
Well, I don't know.
Or when he's 10?
You don't know if you're still going to possibly be doing it when he's eight?
I don't. Look, as I said to Jeremy earlier on, I'm not putting an age on it. It's whenever the age of reason kicks in that I can safely put him...
But at six, the age of reason has kicked in.
According to you, it has kicked in.
The age of reason. 7 is the age of reason. Look it up.
My 6-year-old now would be...
You see, that's...
Yeah, well, everyone's child is different, and I know my child, and I will not leave him unattended at 6. I could not leave him unattended.
No, I don't leave my daughter unattended. Absolutely would not leave my daughter unattended, because she's 4.
But that's what you're saying I should do if I need to have a shower. You're telling me, or that other lady was telling me, put on his favourite TV show or whatever.
No, I bring my daughter up with me. I would bring my daughter up with me, but I'd give her my phone, or I'd give her YouTube Kids, or she could do some colouring.
That's
exactly.
still unattended.
But it's not
still
unattended.
It's not unattended. Yeah. It's not unattended.
Are you in the
It's
same
not
room?
Unattended.
No.
Yes, you are in this room. For me, it's the same room.
It is unattended.
It's not unattended.
If you're going to shut your bathroom door and lock it, possibly, who's minding the child? Nobody.
Stay there for a second, both of you. Let me, a huge interest in this. Let me play this voice note from... who is this? It's Eddie. How are you, Eddie? What do you want to say on this?
Okay, lads. Geez, I think people are getting triggered over nothing here. A mum and a kid in the shower at a young age. So what? I don't know if my mum put me in the bath with her at a young age. I can't remember. But I definitely remember being in the bath with my sister, who had been around the same age, or 11 months apart, and in the bath with my older brother when I was younger. And I remember my parents telling me when they were kids, there was a fucking four of them fucks in the bath together of all different genders. People are getting triggered. Never torn out. It didn't do any damage to us. Oh, I don't know. People are just too woke now.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland. About opinions.
Yeah, just before the break there, we hear from Eddie, who is saying people are getting triggered over nothing. I think they are. I think the overreaction from people is ridiculous. Kathy says here on Facebook, it's something that will carry through... Everybody's a child psychologist today. It's something that will carry through with this poor child. No areas of boundaries. And he will wind up in so much trauma for having no respect, mostly boundaries both ways. A six-year-old child can absolutely be left in one other room while you were in the shower. You're playing with fire here, lady. Now, Kathy, I will say to you that I was, I don't know to what age, because I can't remember. According to Kate, you can remember everything from when you were six. You actually can't, by the way.
We can remember certain things.
You can't remember holidays you were on at six.
You can remember some things.
You can't.
Yeah, there's people. I can remember stuff from when I was young, Jeremy.
Okay, well, generally, you're not going to wake up in the middle of the night with a cold sweat at the age of 25, thinking back to when you were six and that you were in the shower with your parent. It just doesn't work that way. Laura, you think this is ridiculous as well, that the overreaction from people is unreal, isn't it?
I think the thing is, I'm noticing in here, she's by herself looking after the child. It's not as if both parents are there and she's bringing the child into the shower or whatever. He seems as if he's just kind of at the age of six, probably more attached to his mother than normal kids. That's what I'm seeing from it anyway. She probably misses her with good enough bathroom, I don't know. But the whole, I'm just more concerned about what people are thinking. Like, you know, oh, this is wrong. And like, at the end of the day, she's naked, okay, yeah. He's six and things like that. But it's not as if she's doing anything weird to the child. You know, the type of thing. And this is the thing, we're thinking about these things. We shouldn't be thinking about those things because he's six, he's innocent. He's like, you know, he probably went in, oh, mommy, look, I drew a picture, and then go back out. You know, he knows that thing. That's what I'm thinking anyway. Or, mommy, I need a milk or something like that. Or, because kids can't sit still for a certain amount of time. You know, that's what I'm thinking anyway. I think it's better that...
I agree with you, Laura.
Then if the child fell off the chair, smacked his head, or found some tablets that the mother left out by mistake or something like that, or choked on something, that type of thing. And she's by herself. That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah,
here.
Let me put that again to Anya. She's by herself, Anya.
Yeah. 24/7, minding the child.
She is by herself. She's by herself and she doesn't want to leave the child in a room alone.
Yeah. But that's what I'm thinking anyway.
But like I said, Jeremy, she could easily put, correct me if I'm wrong here, Katie, when I say this, but like I said there a few minutes ago, she can put YouTube Kids on the TV and let them watch YouTube Kids for 5-10 minutes until she has her shower.
If he chokes on the grape or something like that and the mother's isn't there. You know, all those things. Once if the child has, like, you know, a bowl of grapes or something like that, or eating a pack of crisps, or, you know, there's certain scenarios. Like she's by herself. That's what I'm seeing here in this scenario. It's all the father's there or whatever, and then she can go for a shower, and, you know, father's minding the child while she's having a shower. I'm seeing it as, like, she's by herself, minding the child. She's trying to make time for herself to have a shower. The child's coming in, you know, and even if she locks the door, that might be stressful for the child might get anxious because the mother can't get access to the mother, and we don't know the circumstances of the 6-year-old kid either, so that's what I'm seeing anyway. It's she's not trying to traumatize the child in any way. You're going to be naked in the shower anyway. It's like she has to find time in her day to have a shower, you know. and if the kid walks in, it's, she can't stop that, you know. You know, that's what I'm saying anyway.
Yeah, but you just don't give the child grapes or crisps in that case.
It could be any bit too.
You just don't give the child anything. You just let the child watch YouTube Kids for 5-10 minutes until she has her shower.
I know, I totally see that, but like, it's not, there's different scenarios that could happen. You can't predict what happens, but I'd rather her being like, you know.
You can predict that the child would be traumatized. You can predict that the child would be traumatized, and in the next five years.
Hang on, there's no evidence to say a child would be traumatized, especially Adele's child, because he saw Mammy at 6 years of age. He saw her in the shower with no clothes on. Who's going to say that child would be traumatized?
She has said that she was having him in the bathroom with her, so while she was having the shower.
Having him in the bathroom, it was more like she was occupying him with things to do, but he walked in. That's what I got from the thing at the start. It wasn't if she brought him into the shower.
Did this happen with you, Laura? When you were a kid, were you showered with your parents or bathed with your parents?
I know my mum gave me a bath, I'm 38 now, so it's like, yeah.
Oh, but no, hang on. According to Katie, you should remember exactly.
No, but kids might remember, is my point.
No, they won't remember.
I think it was a case of I think two of us were in the bath, and like, you know, my mum would wash her say, I can't remember
you were often put into the bath with your brother or sister. You know, yeah.
Yeah, that type of thing. Yeah. It's not traumatized because they're siblings and whatever.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let's have a listen to this voice note. By the way, message from Garold, which I'm absolutely livid over. And if you can try and get Garold on,
yeah.
I want to rip you a new arsehole.
Amanda, will you try Garold there?
You 666.
Is that on WhatsApp?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But let me just, I'm just after being thrown off course by this message. But let's listen to Dave first.
Hi guys, interesting topic there today. I have a 7-year-old daughter and I wouldn't let her in the shower with me. And like, you know, even if she wants to come into the ensuite, because that's where her shower is, she'll just sit on the bed and wait till I'm finished or whatever like that. But Jeremy doesn't seem to have any problem with this at all, but I know he has two daughters. So what would he do then if he was in the shower and one of his daughters came along and wanted to hop in the shower with him? Would that be okay, or would you say no?
I think every parent knows, Dave, when the time is no longer appropriate, and they know themselves. Just leave it to a parent to decide. And as I said, if the child is 12 or 13, obviously completely, completely wrong. But Adele sounds like a very respectable mother, a good mother, and in my mind is doing the child no harm. I don't think the child...
No, it's innocent. There's nothing, there's definitely nothing weird in it, as in people saying, you know, well... It's weird for me as in boundaries, but people sexualize it. No, I don't agree with that at all. Because if you have to go to the toilet badly and I you bring your children into the cubicle, you'll pee in front of them.
I always think it's the people that sexualize everything that need their hard drives checked. And this particular individual, and sue me all you want, Garode, I think your hard drive needs to be checked. Will you read out the message from him? Because I'm just, I'm livid. After
me? You want me to read it?
Yeah. I just want to sit back. I want you all to sit back and hear what Garode is after sending. As usual... We rang him many times, 5 times. We tried to ring him to get him on. He's now turned off his... And by the way, that is his name because his voice...
Let me check WhatsApp to make sure because the name...
It is Garold.
Oh, look at him. To be fair, he doesn't look right.
Hard drive checked. Okay. Tell them what Garold says.
I'm going to report you for this podcast. It's disgusting that you are promoting the sexualization of children.
Oh my God.
You're as bad as teachers pushing their sick agenda... Perverts. This is why I homeschool my children.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Garode, first of all, your spelling in this message are terrible. So your children, I really feel sorry for getting homeschooled.
Yeah, they will be traumatized by
don't be able to read. Yeah. First time hearing this muck and the last. Da last. It's spelled DA last. The homeschooling, let's say, is going great. I'll have you taken off the air for promoting this abuse of children. God help you all.
It's always the Christians. It's always the Christians. Garold, I'll get a response for you now in 2 seconds. Let's just have a listen to what John has to say.
How you doing, guys? Here's my 2 minutes more than this. So I was a stay-at-home dad for years, you know. My partner was working and, you know, she had a lot better job than I ever had at that time. And you know, I minded the kids for fucking years, like, you know, I cooked, I cleaned, I done the whole lot, you know, as what I should be doing, obviously. But there's one thing I never did, was share it with the kids, or, you know, or this, that, the other, and, you know, it was a thing that I didn't, you know, have to, I suppose, because I'd always wait till she was back, and then we'd do it, you know. Or she'd do it, or I'd do it, you know, when we have a bit of help, because we always had two kids, you know. And that's what we done, you know. There wasn't that urgency that I had to fucking have a shower and bring everybody with me, you know. And another thing, I didn't want them to see me naked, and I never do.
That's
I
fair
never
enough. Did,
you know, wouldn't be going to the jacks with them either, fucking in the room either. No, that's all fucking wrong. I don't know, it's just not me. And that's me, you know, my point on this, Jeremy and Casey, that didn't want them seeing me naked, and I didn't want them seeing me going to the fucking toilet either, you know. That was just me, and that's what I, that's the way I was, you know. And she's the same, you know. That she, my partner was the same. She never showered with the kids. She never went to the toilet with the kids, you know. You know, we'd be watching the kids, or, you know, that was it. That was just the way it was. Yeah, I'm going for a shower. Yeah, I'll watch the kids go out. You walk away, you know, or vice versa. So, yeah, you know, maybe just wait for a little. I don't know. Look, everybody's their own, but that was just us anyway.
Fair enough, John.
Guys, have a great evening. Good luck.
Thank you very much. I'm just so angry, guys. I don't normally let messages get to me.
Yeah, that
because there's a lot of fucking Aegis that
listen
to this.
In fairness, the most offensive part of that was that he can't spell and he's homeschooling his kids. The rest of it, that's just brain dead.
So,
moron.
To Garold, who's homeschooling his kids, just remember
get
who
a
else.
Dictionary.
Remember who else homeschooled their kids, and look how that turned out. The Burks. The Burks. So, your kids will be standing outside schools waving Bibles in a few years' time. Oh, yeah.
I would put money on that he homeschools his kids because he's terrified of what the teachers are feeding the kids.
Well, that's true. He said that. Yeah. Teachers are pushing their sick. Yeah. These are the same people that think teachers are teaching kids about fisting and blowjobs and stuff like that in primary school. They actually believe that. They believe that in their sick head, that teachers are actually teaching that thing. I'd say if anybody, by the way, we have not once, Garold, promoted the sexualization of children. You are turning this into a sexualization of children. It's you that needs your hard drive checked. In fact, your whole bloody laptop, hard drive, the whole thing should be taken out of the house. But do you enjoy homeschooling your kids? You are one sick, sick, sick individual. And I don't normally, as I said, I don't normally let
why
this...
Why are you letting this man get to you so
oh,
much?
Just, he's
it's
get,
a troll.
He's
he wouldn't
get,
even answer the phone. He wasn't even
get,
brave enough to answer the phone when he had the opportunity to come on. Why are you letting him get to you? He
because
is a troll.
He's after getting under my skin. And yeah, I apologise. I don't normally let people like this
I'm
get
I'm just
under
worried
my
that the show that we worked so hard to... To get to what? How many years? 5 years?
Yeah.
It's gonna now going to be ruined by Garold.
Yeah.
Burke.
Sorry, that's not actually his name, by the way, just before.
No.
Yes, Enoch I know. Burke. I know that, but just in case people think we gave out his full name.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not
Garold. Come on tomorrow's podcast for an hour and we'll chat to you for an hour.
He won't come on because he's a troll.
Yeah.
Garold, go and learn how to spell, you weirdo.
And on that positive note, and apologies, guys, for letting that get to me. We will talk to you on the next edition of Opinions Matter. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. This could be the last ever podcast if Garold has his way.
Like the kids run around beaches butt naked and stuff like that. Yeah. I know it's.